This is my first Anchor podcast and the one of several that I plan on doing. I plan on starting a series talking about the local music scene in Augusta, Georgia, because I want to help everybody and spread as much love as I can and be an advocate for what the scene can really represent one day for people. I think there's a lot of potential that can take place in our local scene, and for y'all that are listening that are from Augusta, I think y'all see it too. And for those who don't, well, if we keep working hard, you will see the results eventually. With this podcast, I also want to challenge people. And what I want to challenge people on is their perspective on life and how they see things and how they can choose to make the decisions that can ultimately change the rest of their life on a day-to-day basis. Before I get into talking about what took place this weekend, I want to ask a simple question to all of you, and that is, what is your purpose? I ask this question because we all have a purpose in life. For some of us, it's to raise a family, it's to take care of a son or a daughter, or even a mother or a father who is ill or desperately needs our help. But let's face it, we all have dreams. We all have a calling in this life that we want to manifest into our everyday life. For us musicians, we want to make music and share our music with the world. For businessmen and women, they want to have successful business that they can operate and make a good living from. And I think there's a lot of different possibilities that come from each of us depending on what we want in this life. But what I want to challenge you all on is, what is your purpose? And are you taking the time to figure out what your purpose is in this life? The fact is, you're not going to be able to accomplish much of anything if you don't have a clear set vision in mind and a clear direction. I know before I started my local band Fenwick, I didn't really have much of a clear direction in life at all. In fact, I was very bitter. And as a testament, you know, I really didn't change until I started making this music and realizing what my purpose actually is in this life. And I think it goes beyond the music. I think for myself, my purpose is to help people. And not just help people, but make people see that somebody like me, if I can do it, how much more can you do? Because the fact is, a lot of the times I see a lot of you guys and you guys have immense potential to do whatever you put your minds to. And I'm not just saying that, I believe it. Because I look at myself and, you know, when I set out to do what my dreams are and what I want to do, I'm thinking, man, I don't really know a whole lot of what I'm doing, but a lot of you are so intelligent and so insightful. And what I want to challenge you is, do you have a clear direction with what your purpose is in life? For me, when I finally let go of all the bitterness and the hate that I had towards people in the world, you know, I started letting love in, and it radically changed me. And now I feel like I'm more of who I'm supposed to be than I've ever been before. But I challenge you guys with that. And real quick, we're going to go to a commercial ad. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened this weekend with the local scene full circle. Stay tuned. Welcome back. And thank you for tuning in if you're still listening to this podcast. I want to talk about what took place Friday. And what took place was with a friend of mine, Kendall Levesque, and also another good friend of mine, Matt Doyle, from the local scene. And what took place Friday was something I think was the inception of a really beautiful thing, and that's the local scene full circle. It all started when Kendall hit me up when I was at work Friday afternoon, and he asked me what I was doing that evening. You know, he asked me, and I was working, and I was thinking, there's a lot of great live music taking place tonight, and we're both not playing. And I called him and I said, dude, I have this idea. And I think it's an idea that could be a start of something very awesome. And it's the local scene Full Circle. And I told him what it's about, talking about how we would show hop from different shows throughout the evening, supporting local music, and also using our good friend Matt Dole's name and just going along supporting the local music that was taking place that evening. So I called Matt after I got off the phone with Kendall. Kendall thought it was a great idea, and he said, yeah, I'm down, man. Let's do it. So I called Matt Doyle to see what he was doing that evening. And Matt, as Matt always is, he loved the idea. He thinks it goes along with what he does on a day-to-day basis with the local scene. And he asked, if you don't mind, I want to tag along. And I was like, absolutely, man. You can tag along. I mean, it's part of what your vision is, so absolutely. So he came along, and the first show we went to that evening after I picked him up and Kendall came to the house and we rode and got Matt, we went to Stillwater and saw Bethany Davis and Keith Peterson. And let me tell you, I've seen them as a full band with the rest of Bethany and the Southside Boys, but the fact that the two of them alone with just a guitar and her vocals, it sounded so full and so rich. And I always love seeing Bethany sing because she has such a soulful voice and a joy that comes when she puts out her music. And of course, Keith Peterson, he's one of the best guitar players in the local scene that I've seen personally. Then after that, we went to Metro and saw Matt Acosta. And Matt Acosta, he is a cool dude. Like, I really like his style. And he's very versatile with what he does. And there again, he was one of those musicians like Bethany Davis who had a smile on his face and you could tell that he loved what he was doing. And it was just contagious. And I love every second of it. After that, we went to the Fox Lair and we saw the Vicky Grady Band. And Vicky Grady has a very interesting style. She's from Great Britain, but she moved over to the States and she started pursuing her career here in music. And she has an album out. You can go check it out on iTunes, Spotify, Facebook, whatever suits your needs. But she's awesome. I definitely enjoy her style and the band, and it was a fun time. Speaking of which, while we were there, we ran into a huge local supporter, Dwayne Brock, and it's always good to see him. I love what he does for the scene, and it's just awesome. From there, we went to the Highlander, and we saw Reverend Billy and the Soul Patrol. And for the first time, they had Angie sing with them, and I really enjoyed it. It definitely threw me off when I heard Angie start singing because she had so much soul in her voice. And I was like, man, this is incredible. And it was a lot of fun. I definitely enjoyed being there. And after we were at the Highlander, we went to Wild Wings and saw Whiskey Run. Whiskey Run, in their right, is very versatile as well. They're mainly a country band, but they do a lot of different covers, incorporate from, 90s alternative, 70s classic rock. And they just sound so tight, and it sounded amazing. And I enjoyed every second of that. It was good to see Dave Furman and Jason Lee Sabo. Of course, always a pleasure seeing them. After that, we headed over to Chevy's and we saw Mr. Haney. And for a long time, I wanted to see Mr. Haney because their drummer, Marty Brittain, he's helped out my local band, Femic, so much. And Marty's a cool guy. And Paul Knight's an incredible front man. I enjoyed the energy that they had. The moment I heard them playing Man in a Box before I walked in, I knew this was going to be an awesome experience. Sure enough, it was rock and roll. And knowing myself, if you know me, I love rock and roll. And it was awesome. I definitely enjoyed it. And finally, to end the night, we went to Southbound to see Nick and Tom Brown, which Tom is his father, if you didn't know. And, of course, I always enjoy seeing Nick play. He has a great acoustic songwriter type of feel to his music, and it's always a pleasure seeing him play because you can definitely tell he loves what he does, especially alongside his father. And after he played, they let our good buddy Kendall get up there and play a couple songs that he does with his gigs, and Kendall did a great job. It was a great way to end the night. It was very relaxed, and it was awesome. But I think this is something that we plan on doing a lot of in the near future, because for one, it helps our local music scene. It shows love, it supports, and honestly, the videos we took that we posted on Facebook had a tremendous response that helped out all these artists and bands, and that's what it is about. And it made me so happy to see that, because we're all coming together as a community, supporting each other, and that's what it's about. To wrap things up, the full circle is an amazing concept that I hope we keep doing, and I think we will. And I hope all of you jump on and do it yourself. Let's make this the next trend in Augusta. And not just Augusta, if you're from a different city, you go and support your local bands and artists too, and try to get something similar going. Because, let's face it, all of us artists and musicians, we want that love, and we want that respect from people. But we have to first give it to others. So that is the local scene full circle. And before I sign off, ask yourself, what's your purpose in this life? It was good speaking with y'all. I'll talk to you again soon. Love y'all. Bye.